This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and welcome to our streaming audience who's just joining us. 877-726-8255 is our number, so please get in on the conversation. There's lots to talk about this week because we just don't know which way this coronavirus is headed. One of the things about the coronavirus pandemic is that it's making a lot of people wrong. It's making a lot of people seem stupid. You know, like the people who said it's no big deal when it turned out to be a big deal. And then the people who said, don't worry, because unless you're sick, you can't transmit it. So you can go to a bar, you can go to Chinatown, you can go to Little Italy and partake in the festivities, as they suggested here in New York. And no problem, because the people who are sick, they know they're sick, they're going to stay home. Well, no, that's not the case. A lot of asymptomatic carriers, it's highly transmissible, and we were off to the races. And now they're saying it's over. Well, no, it's not over. And although some of the headlines may exaggerate the severity of this, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That's the way of journalism. There's a negativity bias in journalism. I talked about it in this week's newsletter article. We're always attracted to lurid stories. Plus, humans have a negativity bias. I mean, we tend to be apprehensive about danger. That's what's kept us alive through all those millions of years of human evolution, is when something is dangerous or something is ick. There's a big ick factor. We stay away from it, and that's to the good. That has ensured our survival. But one of the paradoxes of this is, why is it that the place that was hit hardest with this, New York City, appears to be successfully undergoing opening up, whereas in the Southwest and in the South, places that locked down early and were pretty successful at containing the virus, now they're getting hard hit. So what's going on there? And I suspect it has to do with herd immunity. Now, some people are misusing the term herd immunity, because the experts will tell you that we have not achieved herd immunity. There may be 20 million or more Americans who have had COVID-19, but 20 million out of 330 million, that's less than 10%. So less than 10%, that does not achieve the threshold of herd immunity, which happens usually around 60% with this type of virus. And so we're a long way from herd immunity. And some of the people who are saying, let her rip, you know, we'll all get it eventually. At what cost? You know, it's going to put a lot of people in the hospital. A lot of people will even die. And some of the people who are very sick will have long-term consequences from this. So, do we really want to let her rip? Well, in New York, in effect, we sort of let her rip early on. Yeah, we locked down. But according to some studies, as high a percentage as 20% or more of New Yorkers have already been exposed to COVID-19, unbeknownst to many of them, because if you're younger, the likelihood of an asymptomatic infection is about 80%, according to the Italian study I talked about last hour. In the age group 20 to 39 in Italy, 80% of the people who tested positive never knew they had it. So a lot of people have had it here in the Northeast, in these big population centers. In other parts of the country, they locked down successfully. But then they, you know, humans got to be humans. They got to get out. They got to do stuff. They were sick and tired of the lockdown. They were skeptical of the continued benefits. They unmasked en masse and mingled, and the bars opened up, and the kids graduated from high school and college, and they started to party hardy. And we're seeing a lot of, especially young people, getting sick in states like Arizona, Texas, and the Carolinas, and even, again, in some hotspots in Florida and in California. They're tired of the lockdown. They just want to get out and, you know, normalize. But it's not yet time. Herd immunity threshold hasn't been achieved. So here's an article. Herd immunity threshold could be lower, study finds. And you may say, well, what's that from? March of 2020? We know better now. No, this is from June 23rd, just a few days ago. University of Nottingham in England reports that, look, there's a mathematical formula for herd immunity. And it's very technical, but just depending on the infectivity of a virus, you can just plug in a mathematical formula. And for measles, which is super contagious. I mean, measles is so much more contagious than COVID-19. You know, virtually everybody who comes into contact with somebody who has measles is going to be getting measles. So it just spreads like wildfire. This spreads very efficiently, but, you know, it's not quite as infective. You know, whereas measles is about a 15, this is about a 2, or maybe less than 2. That's pretty bad, because for every person who has it, two people get infected, and you can see what happens when, you know, you apply the mathematics to that. That's going to spread pretty rapidly. But what they say here, researchers from the University of Nottingham and the University of Stockholm in Sweden, they say when differences in age and social activity are incorporated in the model, so we have to take the model. We can't just say everybody's got the same risk of exposure, because some people are locked down and some people are running around. Right. Some people are wearing masks. Some people are not. Some people are gathered in households where lots of people come and go. And some people, take public transportation. Some people are at risk because of their work. And some people are just staying home watching Netflix, afraid to go out. So the herd immunity level, can be reduced to as low as 43%. They don't know exactly. This is a, you know, mathematical prediction. But when the herd immunity threshold is 43%, we may be getting close to that in certain parts of the country like New York, which have been hard hit. And the other thing about it is, you know, early on they said, let's flatten the curve. Well, what's really the meaning of flatten the curve? Flatten the curve does not mean eradicate the virus. It means reduce the burden on the healthcare system when people who are very sick start flooding the hospitals, and we run out of ventilators, and we run out of medical personnel, and we run out of intensive care unit beds. We don't want that. We don't want chaos to happen, as happened in Italy and happened in Spain. We want to keep this manageable. Yeah, it's catastrophic, but a manageable catastrophe, not a complete all and out apocalyptic kind of event. So flattening the curve means less people get sick, but over a longer time. And that's, you know, it's what's happening now is quite predictable. Is less people have been exposed, more people are going to continue to get sick, hopefully at a rate that will not overwhelm our hospital capacities. So there you have. I mean, this is not unforeseen. It's not gone. It never was about eradicating the virus, because it's out there. It's on the loose, and it's too late to contain it. We can simply control it. And hopefully we'll talk in just a few moments about some of the ways that you can enhance your resistance to the potential of being exposed to coronavirus. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number available for you to record your questions. We had a recorded question about something about saunas. Let's hear it.
This is Stan, and you're talking about saunas. Well, I'm a Finnish descent, and I take a sauna at least twice a week. And I've checked my blood pressure many times before and after, and my pulse rate before and after the sauna. When I take a real hot sauna, my blood pressure will drop about 30 points, both the diastolic and the systolic. And my pulse, of course, goes way up. I've had it drop as low as maybe about 100 over 49 sometime. Okay, thank you. I just want to relay that to you.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting observation. And indeed, there is research, some of it coming out of Finland, because they love saunas there. And I guess that's kind of like, Finnish nationalism is that scientists there study the benefits of one of their cultural traditions, is that it is beneficial for blood pressure and for cardiovascular health. The other day I was running, and for some reason, I don't know, I slept late, and it was a hot morning. Usually I try to get up early so I can beat the heat this during the summer season and take my run before it gets unbearably hot. But it was hot. It was about 80 degrees. You people in Phoenix are laughing at me, but 80 degrees in New York City with the humidity in the morning with the sun beating down, and it can be a little unpleasant. It was my first hot run of the season because it's like, spring is transitioning to summer. And I got to tell you, it was a much more of a cardiovascular workout. I call it, not a run, but a slog. And I kind of appreciate these things, even though it's unpleasant, because it's a conditioning thing. It's kind of like your car. When you put on the air conditioner, you get less mileage because the car has to work harder to power the air conditioning while you drive. And the same thing happens when you exercise in the heat. If you're in good enough shape to tolerate it. I don't recommend that if you're not used to exercising. Same thing with a sauna. If you've got a heart condition, bad heart problem, make sure that you get checked out, maybe get a stress test before you go into that sauna, because the heat is a little like a stress test. It will get your heart rate up. And sometimes I wear my Apple Watch into the sauna. I guess I'm tempting fate there, or the steam room. And I watch as my, you know, I'm sitting there doing nothing, and I watch as my pulse goes up, you know, 70, 80, 90, up to 100. You know, it's just sitting there, you know, my body's dealing with the heat and working overtime to air condition my, my organs. And indeed, it has been shown that accompanying that higher heart rate is a drop in blood pressure. So you, you know, on a regular basis, this actually sort of maintains your adaptability to stress. It's like a little mini workout. You know, sometimes if I have a cold and I can't work out, I'll go sit in the steam. That's like a mini workout. You know, it's not a lot of physical exertion, but it is cardiovascular workout. So yeah, great. Thanks for sharing. Saunas are great. Saunas also help to detoxify your body because you lose, you know, some of the chemicals that are in your system stored in your fat cells, get excreted through your sweat. So it's a good thing. Good for you. Something else that's a good thing is supporting your resiliency with an essential molecule called NAD. It's got to be available, but this critical cellular resource is not constant, so having safe, effective ways to boost our NAD is vital, especially during our current situation, because lifestyle influences such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, and lack of sleep, things we're likely to be experiencing now during this crisis, can all decrease your cell's precious NAD supply. Various types of physiologic stress, including stress on the immune system, you know, there's plenty of that, and lack of exercise can also deplete our NAD pool. But you could safely and effectively elevate your NAD levels with the cellular support supplement True Niagen Pro. True Niagen Pro contains Niagen nicotinamide riboside, which works to boost your NAD. In fact, Niagen is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and effective in boosting NAD. True Niagen Pro gives your hard-working cells exactly what they need to perform at their best and help you stay resilient. True Niagen Pro's ability to increase NAD is backed by multiple human studies. I recommend it to my patients, and I use it every day myself. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro or to order, visit drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's T-R-U, True Niagen Pro. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life. Check it out. I think it's a very, very important nutrient. Let's talk about something which is very, very important when it comes to resistance to COVID-19. It's overlooked. You know, we talk about vitamin D, and we talk about, various supplements as being helpful, and we talk about exercise and fitness and good diet. But could stress be a predisposing factor increasing the risk of death from COVID-19? Well, in a moment, we're going to take a look at a study that validates precisely that. COVID-19 patients with extremely high levels of the stress hormone cortisol in their blood are more likely to deteriorate quickly and die, according to new research, which we'll share with you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com. Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system. and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You want to get in the conversation. Fear can kill you. We know that from examples of people who literally have been scared to death. And there's an amazing story out here. You know, all of, we talk about comorbidities, risk factors for, you know, how you can predict whether people are going to just have a minor illness with COVID-19 or not even notice it, they're asymptomatic, or whether they're going to cascade into the intensive care unit and deteriorate quickly and die. Among the risk factors, you know, we know obesity, diabetes, hypertension, low levels of vitamin D, and on it goes. High cortisol levels associated with greater risk of death from COVID-19. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and it's a marker for fear and anxiety. And according to research out of the Imperial College in London, this is the first study to show that cortisol levels are a marker of the severity of the illness. Cortisol levels are produced by the body in response to stress, such as illness, or external circumstances, fear, and so on. And when we're healthy, our cortisol levels, are anywhere from 100 to 200. They drop down to nearly zero when we sleep. In this new study, they looked at cortisol levels in patients with COVID-19, and they were dramatically higher. Levels in the COVID-19 group ranged as high as 3,241. Remember, 100 to 200 is normal. And that's considerably higher even than after major surgery, when levels can top 1,000. So picture this scenario. You're at home trying to beat the coronavirus, and suddenly you realize you're losing the battle. You're becoming breathless. And either you or a concerned relative calls for the ambulance. The ambulance comes, you know, screaming sound of the ambulance. They, you know, hastily pack you into the ambulance. The ambulance goes careening down a crowded street with siren blaring. And then they take you to the hospital. But the hospital appears panicked and disorganized, as was the case early on in this pandemic. And there's a lot of hustle-bustle, people walking around in suits. You say you'd like to have your wife or one of your kids come in with you, but they say, no, it's dangerous. You can't have anybody with you, not even a friend or an advocate, so you're alone. And you wait there while they figure out what to do with you, and you're breathless, and you're panicking, and then they say you're going to have to go on a ventilator. So going on a ventilator is one of the scariest things imaginable. They put a tube down your throat. They sedate you, but at some level you're experiencing primal fear. Then they put you in an ICU with lights on 24/7, you know, the fluorescent kind that are very bright. They come in to suction you painfully, to keep the secretions out of your lungs. They look concerned. They don't seem like they know what they're doing. Your levels of cortisol are going to go through the roof. The sound in the intensive care unit is incessant, the beeping and the alarms and the commotion. The very sound of the ventilator is, you know, it's inside you and it's kind of deafening. It's like, and this is not exactly conducive to a calm state and relaxation. So I'm wondering, you know, we need to speculate to what extent is stress a contributing factor to the demise of many patients suffering from COVID-19. It's a very, very interesting phenomenon. And I talked to surgeon, Dr. Donald Hanscom, and Dr. Hanscom's podcast will post this next week. And he really believes that this is a very, very important component of how we can either ride this out successfully or succumb to a downhill spiral if we're affected with coronavirus. It's a very, very interesting perspective from him on the effects of the parasympathetic nervous system on helping to mitigate the severity of some of these symptoms. So we'll listen to it next week when it posts. 877-726-8255 is our number. Energy, very, very important factor. It comes to us from our mitochondria. And let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness, just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It's designed to help repair damaged mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. You can get it in the form of ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. That's all you need to take. It's a pack that contains NT Factor. But let's say you already have your favorite multi and or fish oil and you just want NT Factor alone. So try Youthful Energy. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I have been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go for a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to the vitamin shop, you can still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their user-friendly new website, ntfactor.com. They're very proud of it, so go there, ntfactor.com, to order Youthful Energy or ProPax. 877-726-8255 is our number. And in the news this week, Bayer, the manufacturer of Roundup, which contains an active ingredient, glyphosate, which is a weed killer, has just agreed to pay up to $10.9 billion to settle lawsuits over Roundup weed killer. They've set aside these funds to settle tens of thousands of lawsuits with U.S. plaintiffs alleging that the company's Roundup herbicide causes cancer. And so a very interesting settlement, because they stipulated that they're going to put aside the money to settle these lawsuits. By the way, there are thousands and thousands of these lawsuits, 95,000 plaintiffs. And they have set aside these funds just to settle these lawsuits, but without an admission that Roundup can cause cancer. It's a very interesting deal. But recently I wrote an article which says that even if Roundup doesn't give you cancer, it could be harmful to your health. And so how do you know if your health is being subtly undermined? You know, even if you don't get, if you don't qualify for one of these lawsuits, you got to have certain types of cancer that seem to be related to the immune system, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, also multiple myeloma. So there's lots of, you know, you turn on the TV, you can see commercials for, you know, have you used Roundup? Have you developed a cancer? Call this number, 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS, and you can get in on this settlement. But even if you don't have cancer, what is it doing to your body? Well, glyphosate is a weed killer. Weeds share many things in common with bacteria. When you're imbibing it on foods, what's it doing to your microbiome, the bacteria that constitute your gastrointestinal tract? Well, probably not great. And there's many studies that suggest that even low-level exposure to glyphosate, which virtually all of us have had through GMO foods, is not great. It's just not optimal for humans. So kind of an unsatisfactory outcome. And this isn't the last of it, because, you know, there's a lot of people pushing to ban glyphosate. Bayer is a big company. It's protected by governments across the world, and no government, no individual nation has moved to ban glyphosate. In fact, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the FDA are covering up the harms of glyphosate, because I guess it's the, you know, policy to let big companies survive. You know, it's good for the economy, right? We don't want to put a big hit on a big company because, you know, it's not good for unemployment and, you know, private enterprise, so on and so on and so on. That seems to be the spirit of the current administration. But inadvertently, we're allowing this product is not going to be unavailable. Pretty 100%. You can go to the local hardware store or Lowe's or Walmart, and you can, you know, garden supply place, and you can pick up some Roundup because it's still going to be made available, notwithstanding this $10 billion offer to settle all these lawsuits. And, you know, the World Health Organization says that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic. But that's not enough to get it banned. 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine. This July 4th weekend, stock up on your favorite supplements during the Independence Day sale at my online full-script supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. July 3rd through 5th, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant. Authentic, prescription-only supplements and world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 3rd through 5th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Another casualty of the coronavirus pandemic, GNC, the 85-year-old, I didn't know it was 85 years old. The 85-year-old vitamin and dietary supplement company has been saddled with nearly $1 billion of debt and has faced declining sales even before the pandemic, and now the pandemic made it worse. Their loss last year was $15 million. This year, losses accelerated to $200 million, so they're going into bankruptcy. They're going to continue operating, but it's going to be a leaner, meaner company, closing up to 20% of its 5,800 retail stores. That's as many as 1,200 locations across the U.S. So they got some, you know, bankruptcy doesn't mean extinction, but it means a smaller, more nimble version of that company, which had a location virtually in every zip code of the United States. Here's another consequence of COVID-19. Nursing homes are dumping residents. It's very interesting. There's some perverse incentives here. Nursing homes can charge Medicare and other payers more for COVID-19 patients than for many current residents. COVID-19 patients can generate at least $600 more daily from Medicare than residents suffering from mild problems. This according to the New York Times expose. Many homes are financially struggling because, all the burdens of the pandemic. And so they're making money by taking in COVID-19 patients, hopefully with precautions. That was the problem in the first place. And they're literally offloading other patients. Residents have been sent to homeless shelters, motels, and other facilities not equipped to help them manage their health issues. They say that many evictions, quote, appear to violate federal rules that require nursing homes to place residents in safe locations and to provide them with at least 30 days notice. So they're just saying, we're kicking you out because you don't have COVID-19 when we're bringing in patients with COVID-19 because perverse incentives, going to make more money with patients with this particular condition. I wonder who thought that one up. This item, if asked, if you have a little kid, and you know a couple of little kids in my family, and they are very strictly limited on their screen time, but I got to say that when I'm sitting there, maybe checking my email, got my iPhone there, just the sight of my iPhone is like crack for these kids. Have you noticed that? If your parents or grandparents, when you crack out your tablet or your phone, and you start playing around, the kids just like go, it's like catnip. They just get attracted to it. So this is a study on the use of mobile devices by kids. And many parents simply don't know. They just turn the kids loose. They misestimate dramatically the amount of time that their kids were spending on these devices. 36% underestimated and 35% overestimated, but they were off by an average of 70 minutes above or below the actual time spent on these devices. So they don't even know. I mean, the kids are not supervised. Look, kids are going to be using these devices, and the recommendation is that we limit their exposure because they're just going to become zombies. They're going to get glued to these devices to the exclusion of experiences in three dimensions and going outside. And that's just not wholesome. There's a variety of organizations, the American Pediatrics Association, which recommends, and the World Health Organization, which recommends a 1 hour cutoff for children under age 5. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 1 hour of screen time per day for children ages 2 to 5. Good luck. Good luck with that, because, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen gay pari? That expression applies to digital devices, too. Once they're engaged, they just want more. And these things have been referred to as digital crack, because kids, more and more are using them. And a bad idea? Give a 3-year-old their own tablet or device and then just use it as a digital babysitter? Not a good idea. Look, the way to do it is parallel play with the adults. Let's go through this. Let's tell a story. Interact with a person and just don't keep the kid lonely and isolated at the mercy of whatever message the device is trying to hook them on. During the week, our number is 877-726-8255. You can call and record a question. And I want to mention, once again, that this July 4th weekend, you can stock up on your favorite supplements during the Independence Day sale at my online full-script supplement dispensary. We're offering you an opportunity to get some of those great products there. 10% off and free shipping July 3rd through 5th. The entire inventory of top supplements at deerhoffmanstore.com. Check it out. And that sale will go into effect next week. So enjoy Independence Day and fortify your health, because this coronavirus thing ain't going away. And we need to gird ourselves for, you know, depending on how you interpret it, a continuation of the first round, or is this indeed the dreaded second wave? Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Just leave you with this. Make sure you exercise, because sedentary behavior predicts cancer mortality, according to a new study out of the University of Texas. The first study to look at sedentary behavior versus the risk of dying from cancer, the most sedentary individuals had an 82% higher risk of cancer mortality compared with the least sedentary individuals. So it is true that you can indeed walk away from cancer. Stay active as we approach the holiday weekend. All right. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking out our website at drhoffman.com, download our podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. Got lots of information to share with you to tide you over until next week. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy and stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.